welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. In Air Chair 1, I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 77 degrees and it's 10:12.
And the color weather radar is showing some rain and maybe some thunderstorms moving in right around 11:15, and looks like they're going to be with us for a few hours. So you can be watching the skies for that. It's going to become a rainy Saturday morning coming up. So I hate to share that to you, but that's what it looks like is going to be happening. Well, I hope you all have had a wonderful week since we have spoken last here, at least on Saturday mornings. I know I get the privilege of talking with you on Wednesday afternoons with the pastor, and then Amber, and then Terry. It's good to be talking with you here on this show on Saturday mornings. And last week, right after the show, we went down to the Waldo Village Festival, didn't we, Amber?
We did.
Had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah.
And saw a country act, and I never can remember her name. What was her name?
Jess Kelly Adams.
And she could sing. She did some Reba McEntire songs, some Dolly Parton songs, and she did some songs of her own. So it was good to see the country act down there. And then on the way down to the festival... On the way down to the festival, we were walking, because being from Waldo, you know, any place, you can basically, if you live in town, you're close to the festival, so... So we were walking from our house down to the festival there in the village of Waldo, and all of at once, the pavement came up to meet me. I wiped out, skinned my knee all up, hurt my elbow, hurt the palm of my hand. Fortunately, I didn't bust my lip. Amber, the last time I wiped out, I busted my lip, didn't I?
You sure did.
And so at least this time I didn't bust my lip up, so that was a plus. But yeah, so, and Amber got a kick out of it, because what was the first thing? I wasn't concerned about my knee or anything. What was the first thing I was concerned about?
Your shirt.
Yes, I was concerned because I got my shirt muddy. I said, we got to go back home and change my shirt. I can't go to the festival like this. So, anyways, so I went home and changed, and we ended up to the festival. I had to put on, fortunately, Amber had some gigantic Band-Aids. Still got one, actually, because it's still on its way to heal. Since I'm diabetic, everything heals so slow. If you're a diabetic out there, you can feel my pain, can't you? Everything just heals so slow. But anyhow, it's getting healed up, but I took off several layers of skin. So that was my fall last Saturday afternoon at the Waldo Village Festival. We had a good time. Had a good time out there, for sure. Well, hey, we are giving away a gift card, as we always do. And today is a $10 gift card to Little Caesars Pizza. And here's what you need to do for a chance to win. Here's how it works. First of all, everybody's welcome to call. And all you need to do for a chance to win is just give us a call at 740-383-9944 and answer one of our trivia questions. And then at 10:55, we will select a winner drawing style. And if you're the winner, we will send this gift card right to your door via the United States Postal Service. All right? You don't even have to try to make time to come and pick it up. We'll send it right to you. So if that sounds good to you, get ready to answer one of our trivia questions that we have. Nothing too hard. We've got easy and medium easy today for you. So we never have anything real hard for you. Don't want you to think too hard here on a Saturday morning, right? First of all, I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays, 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting the broadcast today. We appreciate it very, very much. Also want to tell you that down in Waldo, there's going to be a neighborhood supper drive-through dinner Tuesday, July 26th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street, down in Waldo. Here's the menu: barbecue pulled pork sandwich, pasta salad, peaches, and cake. They ask that you pull to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car, and it sure will be. You can tell them exactly how many meals you want. They'll load you right up, and you'll be ready to go just like that down at St. Paul's Lutheran Church this Tuesday, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Don't you dare miss it. All right, let's turn to the trivia. See if we can get some answers here at 740-383-9944. Again, we're playing for a Little Caesars gift card is what we're giving away at 10:55 this morning. Here we go. Trivia question number one. Where in the human body would you find the stirrup bone? Where in the human body would you find the stirrup bone?
How many legs does a spider have? How many legs does a spider have?
The song Memory comes from which musical? The song Memory comes from which musical?
Which famous prison was located on San Francisco's Bay? Which famous prison was located on San Francisco Bay?
Route 66 runs from Illinois to which state? Route 66 runs from Illinois to which state? Hi, we're on the air.
You'd find the stirrup in your ear.
You sure would. How you doing this morning?
Well, I was glad to know that it's going to rain at 11:15. It's good to know when it's going to exactly happen.
That's at least what they're predicting on the weather app anyways.
Well, I believe you.
So I don't know. So if it's wrong, that's because my weather app was wrong. So.
That's right.
You always can't go by cell phones, but, you know, sometimes they're right.
Well, I'm trusting you, and all those people that have garage sales are now beginning to worry.
Yes, that's the thing. Hopefully they'll be able to keep everything from getting too wet, I hope.
Yes. Good luck to everybody.
That's right, because I've been there, right? I've set right up, and then it's poured on me during a yard sale.
Yes, that's usually our luck, too.
Man, I'll tell you, it is absolutely the worst luck. Everything just gets so ruined.
Yes.
So.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
Day.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, if you're having a yard/garage sale this morning, best of luck to you. May you stay dry for sure. All right, let's find out who's checking this morning. Hi, we're on the air.
That would be Alcatraz.
Alcatraz is right. Good morning, Lee.
How are you today?
I am doing good. How about yourself, buddy?
Oh, not too bad.
Good deal, good deal. I heard there was kind of a wild program in here last night, Friday night on Scott's show.
Oh, was there?
Oh, was he live last night?
Yeah, he didn't have Angie.
Yeah, he didn't have Angie. No, I heard you call in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a kick out of your call with Scott last night. That was pretty funny.
Well,
you did a good job.
I'm honest about it. I don't see anything wrong.
There you go.
Anything wrong with it?
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, you can use anything, but there's nothing wrong with that, you know. Getting the buzz every once in a while.
So anyhow, I was sitting there listening to it, and I thought, oh, that's my buddy from Saturday morning. That's Lee out there. So
did you ever get the car situation fixed?
Hey, yes. It ended up, the last thing I had to repair on that was the starter.
The starter?
Yeah, it was the starter. It left me, no, it wasn't. I lied. It was the alternator. I'm sorry. It was the alternator that went out. And we were going home on Route 423 towards Waldo, and it stopped virtually right in the middle of the road.
Dang.
And so we had to just leave it there and try to get a tow truck as quick as we could out there. It still took us a while to get a tow truck out there. But, so the last time it left me in the middle of the road, it was the alternator. And since then, I've had pretty good luck, so... I'm hoping my luck continues with that.
Well, it may cost you a little bit, but you got a little peace of mind that you think the problem's over and you can go, you know, use it.
Yeah,
instead
right.
Instead of being afraid to take it very far.
Right, exactly. Because I gotta run my errands, you know.
Right.
Well, Lee, you stay dry with the rain coming, all right?
Okay.
Hey, good to talk to you, buddy.
See you, mate.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. What was the name of the plane that Charles Lindbergh was famous for flying? What was the name of the plane that Charles Lindbergh was famous for flying? Hi, we're on the air.
Does the spider have eight legs?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Good morning, Miss Judy C. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you guys?
We are doing good on this fine Saturday morning. Yes, indeed. It's always good to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, indeed. All right, Amber, what you got?
Which author wrote The Hunger Games? Which author wrote The Hunger Games?
In which Dickens novel does Jacob Marley's ghost appear? In which Dickens novel does Jacob Marley's ghost appear?
What is the smallest planet in the solar system? What is the smallest planet in the solar system?
Hi, we're on the air. The Spirit of St. Louis is right. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. Is this Noah?
Yeah.
Noah, how are you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. It's good to hear from you this morning. You got plans of what you're going to be doing this weekend?
No.
No, you haven't decided quite yet, huh?
Yeah, every day I wanted to have a plane to get in the pool, but we got a little bit too big hole in, and we couldn't patch it, and our pool died.
Your pool died right out. Oh, well. So, therefore, you just don't have much water left in it, huh? Yeah, pools and holes don't go together too good.
There isn't any water.
Oh, there isn't any water at all. Just drained right out on you, buddy. Well, that's no fun, man. Can't go swimming.
I tried to patch it with a pool noodle.
Trying to patch
she
it with
took a pool noodle.
Yeah.
She took the orange one, put it on his hole, and then she sat on the noodle. But then she wanted to play the game, and someone else had to hold the noodle. I wanted to hold the noodle, and yeah.
Just didn't work too good, huh?
Yeah. It was funny that, like, she just took a noodle and then just started sitting on it. Like, I even laughed in my head when she did that because I didn't want her to get mad at me. And then she would take the noodle and slap me with it.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah. Well, I guess you're going to have to find someplace else to swim, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be some hot days.
And Daddy's going to get us a new swimming pool.
Oh, you're going to get a new one? Well, that's even better, isn't it? Well, that'll be fun. Well, hey, Noah, thanks for calling me today, and you have a good day, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We always love checking in with Noah, seeing what he's up to out there. You are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia in Air Chair 1. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:25 and 77 degrees.
And here comes another call. Phoning in here. Find out who's on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Jacob Marley's ghost was in A Christmas Carol.
In A Christmas Carol. That's a classic book, isn't it? Classic story. I've heard several radio dramas on that over the years.
Yes. I try to listen to it every year. I got a tape of it, and we listen to it every year.
Yeah, kind of a tradition, isn't it?
Right.
For sure. Well, are you ready for the rain down where you're at?
Yeah. If it cools it off, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a high of 83 up and around here today, so.
Yeah, I think they're saying 88 here, but.
Okay.
It's hot and muggy right now.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it's going for the 90s up here tomorrow.
Yes.
Summer's not over yet.
No.
Yeah, we've got August yet, and boy, you never know what August is going to do.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, Mr. David, it's always good to talk to you.
Yep, good to talk to you. You have a good day.
Hey, have a great weekend now.
All right, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And Amber's got, I believe, one more trivia question.
What is the highest hand in poker? What is the highest hand in poker?
All right, there you go. Hey, nice run of calls there to start things off here on a Saturday morning on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. Hey, if you get a chance, check out our website. That's where you can keep track of everything that we do, Amber and myself. RadioNate.us, that's RadioNate.us. Now, we have this little Facebook thing, if you have Facebook, called Amber and Nate Adventures, and you can find that by going to RadioNate.us. You can find that little link out there. Hi, we're on the air.
Nathan R., how are you today?
Well, Adam, I am fine. How are you this Saturday morning?
Well, as Lady Gaga said, you see my poker face, so I think I'll cheat and answer the question. I mean, cheat meaning I can't win anything.
Okay. I'll still mark you down that you called, so I can thank you at the end here.
I'm sorry?
I'll still mark you down that you called, though, so I can thank you at the end when I thank everybody
okay.
for calling.
Yeah,
yes,
for
sir.
Some reason, sometimes the Bluetooth, I can barely hear a person, but Scott accused me of having a hearing problem yesterday. But
oh, I heard that.
Technology problem. Yeah, that's okay. He likes to tease, but I can always come back with something more teasing than what he provides.
Right.
Now, rumors have it that I'm a pothead. So,
right,
stoner,
I heard about that.
Actually, stoner is actually the word I think Scott was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Rumor has it, when I said, unfortunately, I'm not high, but high could mean like high on coffee, which actually I kind of am right now because I always have two or three cups in the morning. So,
oh, great.
I guess from that regard.
Yeah,
but
certain
you
brand
asked
you
about,
like.
I've been going to Sheets because, you know, I wish they had a Marion location. You're not from Waldo. You're not too far from the Delaware location, that it's really worth the drive. But that's kind of what I drink.
Gotcha.
It's better than coffee shops, and it's a lot cheaper. It's almost free with the way that I pay for it.
Oh, good.
But anyway, you asked about the poker hand. As I was kind of mentioning the Lady Gaga song.
Yes.
A royal flush or a royal straight flush. But also, some people say it's five of a kind if there's a wild card. But my understanding, a royal flush, which again is also a royal straight flush, that's really the hand you want. Certainly at the casinos where they have the video poker, that's the one that generally pays the most. And it's almost impossible to get the top five cards in the same suit. So I assume that that's what you're looking for.
Yes. That's what we're looking for.
Did you have any more geography questions? Those are my favorite ones.
Oh, I don't know. Everything else is pretty straightforward and easy.
Do you want to ask me a county seat or a state capital or some other arcane question? Because I'm really good at those.
Oh, you're good at state capitals?
State capitals and county, and just about all Ohio county seats I can give you.
How about, okay, all right. Well, hey, how about the county seat of Vinton County?
Oh, MacArthur.
Oh, absolutely, MacArthur,
That's an easy one. And Vinton County, too, I think that and Noble kind of go back and forth between the least populated county.
Right, yeah, well, that's why we like going
Morgan,
down there.
Morgan County also. I think it's got more people because it has Stockport and another city that or I think it's actually a village that begins with McConnellsville.
Yeah, we like going down to Vinton County because
I always
nice,
like the question
nice
because Marion is one of the answers. Which of the counties have the county seat the same as the county name? And it's kind of a trick question because, as you probably know, some of the Cincinnati area counties, like Hamilton, Hamilton is in Butler County, even though Hamilton County is where Cincinnati is. And there's even a Franklin, Ohio, but it's not in Franklin County.
Oh, okay, right.
And it's like the three cities that are in Franklin County that are actually in three counties. That's another one of my favorite questions. Do you know that one, Amber? She's a teacher. She probably knows that one. Does she know which three cities in Franklin County are actually in three different counties?
No, I don't.
Can you name one of them? One of them is obvious.
No.
You don't know any of them?
No.
Well, you can impress your students. The answers are, of course, Columbus, Dublin, and Reynoldsburg.
Oh.
Yeah,
so that's a good. You teach in Delaware County, don't you?
I actually teach 18 months to 2.5-year-olds.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's fine. Never too young to learn.
That's right. Right.
But well, yeah, because actually, if you're in Delaware County, is part of Dublin and part of Columbus. So yeah, that's the kind of really geeky, arcane, weird stuff that I'm into. But you know, I like to play cards. So I figured the poker question, along with the quote from a Lady Gaga song, would be a good lift up. Is that a word? Uplift.
Uplift.
this morning's radio festivities.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is it raining there in Marion here? It looks like it's going to rain, but so far it's kind of hazy.
Well, near
the Delaware Franklin County line.
The old weather app shows about 11:15 it's going to move in here.
Yeah, I heard the weatherman. He sounds a lot like me.
He does.
To an inch of rain today.
Remarkably.
So, yeah, gotta trust. You know, we don't have Ben Gelber or Jim Goodall available, so we have to use our local weatherman. And he said up to an inch, so we shall see.
Absolutely, we'll see what we get.
Your knee healing okay? I'm sorry to hear about the injury.
Well, thank you. Yes, it is. It is finally starting to heal up nicely. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's good. Well, I'm glad to hear you're healing. Okay. Well, let's let you folks go. Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks, Adam. All right, that's our weatherman and our obituary man and our newsman, Adam Lepp, right there. 740-383-9944 is our number. 740-383-9944. We're giving away a gift card to Little Caesar's Pizza at 1055. Here's how it works. All you need to do for a chance to win is just give us a call, answer one of our trivia questions. We will put you in the drawing for a chance to win. If you're the winner, we will send your gift card right in the mail straight to your door. All right. Well, a nice volley of calls to start things off. And I believe Amber has some random fun facts for us this morning.
A St. Bernard in South Dakota has the world's longest dog tongue, more than 7 inches long. Next to oil, coffee is the most valuable commodity in the world. Ostriches can swim, but they can't fly. On the Liberty Bell, Pennsylvania is spelled with one N instead of two. Ancient Romans enjoyed sole, a flat fish so much that they called it Jupiter's sandal, after the king of their gods. A U.S. ice cream shop sold insect-flavored ice cream. The word okay is thought to come from President Martin Van Buren's nickname, Old Kinderhook. Astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin ate ham salad sandwiches after landing on the moon. Trained pigeons have delivered secret messages across enemy lines during wartime. The Angel Oak Tree near Charleston, South Carolina, shades an area the size of 3.5 basketball courts.
And there's your fun facts this morning. Now turning to offbeat news, a sign war between a Missouri McDonald's and a nearby Dairy Queen is going viral, with other neighboring businesses firing their own shots. The marquee melee began last week when the sign outside the Marshfield McDonald's was changed to read, "Hey DQ, wanna have a sign war?" The neighboring Dairy Queen soon accepted the challenge with the message, "We would, but we're too busy making ice cream." A back and forth followed, with the eateries trading barbs, including a swipe at McDonald's infamously off-broken ice cream machines. Photos of the warning signs were posted to Facebook by the Marshfield Area Chamber of Commerce, and soon other nearby businesses joined in the war of the words. "Ice cream machine broken? We have a loan for that," the electronic sign at Arvis Bank read this week. Also, a trio of pitmasters at a Texas barbecue restaurant broke a Guinness World Record by grilling food for 40 hours, 49 minutes, and 17 seconds. Chris Miguelis, Mark Montmayer, and Ernie Morales of Panther City Barbecue in Fort Worth barbecue nonstop to break the record for the longest barbecue marathon in a team, which was previously set at 40 hours and 53 seconds by an Italian team in 2017. A Guinness rep was on hand to verify the attempt. Following all the organization's rules, they made sure the judge presenting the team with a certificate at the end of their grilling marathon. And finally, in the opening offbeat stack, police in Florida said an alligator fleeing from officers attempted to crawl under a patrol cruiser and became stuck underneath the car. The Leesburg Police Department tweeted a photo showing the alligator wedged with half of its body beneath the patrol car. While helping wrangle this alligator, it fled under one of our traffic units at full speed and wedged itself. We are pleased to report the gator was safely extracted and there was no permanent damage to the vehicle. Or the gator, as a matter of fact. Well, hey, it is July the 23rd already. Summertime is just keep moving right on along, isn't it? Well, hey, it's time for Ripley's Believe It or Not. Thomas Jefferson's face on Mount Rushmore was originally started on the opposite side of George Washington. But after carving for 18 months, workers realized the granite there was too weak. Consequently, Jefferson's face was blasted off with dynamite and carved on the other side. John Richards spent 2.5 years building a miniature replica of his local parish church in the back garden of his home in Warwickshire, England, complete with stained glass, a bronze statue of Jesus, antique pews, prayer books, and a tapestry of the Last Supper. The chapel can hold 12 worshipers. Ripley's Believe It or Not, nearly 4% of all U.S. hurricanes hit Florida. And during the 20th century, 88% of major hurricanes hit either Florida or Texas. The community of Argentina in Newfoundland, Canada, experiences an average of 206 foggy days a year, caused by warm air from the Gulf Stream meeting the much colder Labrador Current. Where the two air masses collide, the vapor that is present in the warm air suddenly cools and condenses to form fog. Big Ben, the great bell inside the clock tower at the Palace of Westminster in London, England, chimed up to 6 seconds late for 2 weeks in August of 2015. For over 150 years, the clock, designed to be accurate to within 1.5 seconds, has been used by people across the UK as a reliable time clock, although in 1949 it slowed by 4.5 minutes after a flock of starlings perched on the minute hand. And finally, Ripley's Believe It or Not, in February 2015, firefighters rescued a woman in Changwon, South Korea, after her hair was sucked up by a robotic vacuum while she was asleep. So was somebody else operating the vacuum? And how can you sleep while somebody is running a vacuum? Or was she running the vacuum while she was sleeping? These are questions to ponder that we don't have the answers for here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Speaking of trivia, let's go over what we have left and see if we can get some more calls. We are giving away a Little Caesars gift card today, this morning, at 10:55, and all you need to do for a chance to win is just call us, answer one of our trivia questions, we'll put you in the drawing. If you're the winner, we will send the card in the mail to your door. The song Memory comes from which musical? The song Memory comes from which musical? Route 66 runs from Illinois to which state? Route 66 runs from Illinois to which state?
Which author wrote The Hunger Games? Which author wrote The Hunger Games? What is the smallest planet in the solar system? What is the smallest planet in the solar system?
All right, that's what we got. And we'll go to page 3 and see if we can give you some more trivia questions here. And that way we'll give you some more options here today.
In what year was the Berlin Wall demolished? In what year was the Berlin Wall demolished?
How is the S represented in Morse code? How is the letter S represented in Morse code?
In what year was the Wall Street crash? In what year was a Wall Street crash?
How many degrees are there in a right angle? How many degrees are there in a right angle?
Which country earned its independence as a result of the Spanish-American War? Which country earned its independence as a result of the Spanish-American War?
What fast food restaurant had the slogan, "Have it your way"? What fast food restaurant had the slogan, "Have it your way"? 740-383-9944 is our telephone number if you'd like to call and join the ones that have phoned in this morning and answer a trivia question. We have exactly six folks in the drawing this morning. So if you'd like to join them, we would love to have you jingle our phone lines, 740-383-9944. But right now, you know, criminals are always doing something stupid to get caught. And today we're going to let you know about another one coming up right after we take this phone call. Hi, we're on the air.
Is Burger King the Have It Your Way?
Burger King is Have It Your Way. How you doing this morning, Judy Smith?
Fine.
Good, good. Are you ready for this rain to start? Oh, okay. Well, we got her in anyhow. All right. Let's see if we can get our dumb criminal stories on the air here.
Most criminals will break into an empty house, steal some stuff, and get out fast. But this burglar fried up some mini hot dogs and mixed a jug of juice. When a neighbor checking on the house found the wieners sizzling on the stove, she knew something was up. Police arrived and found the intruder hiding upstairs. They arrested him and made him feel right at home in jail.
I'll bet they did. Hi, we're on the air.
Pluto's the smallest planet.
Pluto is the smallest planet. Yes, that's right. Thank you very much. Not sure if we had that question today, did we? Oh, did we? You were giving me a look like we didn't have it. I thought we had it. But then you had me doubting myself. And you know what happens when I doubt myself, don't you?
Yeah.
Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, it's at 1929.
Let's see. Yes, it is 1929. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
Good, good. Is this Eva?
No, I'm Brenda.
Brenda, sorry about that. You kind of sound like one of the other callers out there. I get you two mixed up. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, but I'm glad you're listening out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See, that's what happens when I guess names. I end up guessing the wrong name. And then Amber just so goes over there and just rolls her eyes. Well, good morning to you. This is Offbeat News and Trivia in Air Chair 1. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:45 and 77 degrees.
And it would happen to be time for On This Day in History. It's always important to find out where we've been so we know where we're going, right? In the year 1715, on this July 23rd, the first lighthouse in America was authorized for construction at Little Brewster Island, Massachusetts. 1827, the first swimming school in the U.S. opened in Boston, Massachusetts. I almost read that as the first swimming pool. And that would have made our caller, Noah, very happy. 1829, William Burt patented the typographer, which was the first typewriter. 1877, the first municipal railroad passenger service began in Cincinnati, Ohio. 1886, Steve Brody, a New York saloon keeper, claimed to have made a daredevil plunge from the Brooklyn Bridge into the East River. 1904, the ice cream cone was invented by Charles E. Mentions during the Louisiana Purchase Exposition in St. Louis, Missouri. I am so glad for the invention of the ice cream cone. And just a little trivia, I have just recently started eating ice cream cones. I would always get my ice cream in a cup when I would go to like the Dairy Queen or something like that. Yes, and I've just started eating the cone, and I've wondered, what have I been missing all these years? 1914 on this date, Austria-Hungary issued an ultimatum to Serbia following the killing of Archduke Francis Ferdinand by a Serb assassin. The dispute led to World War I. 1938, the first federal game preserve was approved by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The area was 2,000 acres in Utah. And finally, in 1945, on this date, the first passenger train observation car was placed in service by Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroad. And that's what happened on this day in history. Well, hey, I'm glad you're listening to the program today. Amber and I have something fun planned to do, as we do every Saturday. Now, we sat down and went through the alphabet, and we're doing ABC Adventures, aren't we, Amber?
We are.
And so today is A for aviation, so you can probably guess where we're going. We're taking a drive to the Dayton Air Force Museum after the show. And so that's going to be quite the drive, but we should get there by 1 o'clock. We'll have 4 whole hours to go through the place. Now, I've been there before, so I'm aware we probably won't be able to see everything in 4 hours, but there's certain hangars over there that we've been through a bunch of times, so we kind of know what we want to see. We definitely want to go see the Cold War section, because I want to get Amber's picture in an airplane cockpit. That'd be fun, wouldn't it, Amber?
Yeah.
Yeah, get your big crawl up in there and press some buttons, right?
Sure.
She's game for anything, right? So that'll be a lot of fun. And then we're going to hit up a restaurant that we've actually been to, but it's been years. How many years do you think it's been since we've been to that restaurant? Has it been 10 years?
Probably.
10 years, maybe, since we've been to this restaurant. We're going to go downtown Dayton and go to the Spaghetti Warehouse. Now, help me remember, Amber, did they have a trolley car you could eat in there in that location or not?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember for sure either. In any case, it's probably always booked and you can never get into it anyways, right?
Probably.
Yeah, that's usually the way it goes. Hi, we're on the air. I can't
remember. What is it again? Pluto is just the smallest planet.
Right, you got that right. Is this my friend Lillian?
Yes.
Well, Lillian the Fruitcake Tosser, it's good to hear from you this morning.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And we have 5 more minutes until we do our drawing. And so if you'd like to get in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll go over our trivia questions that we have real quick in case you'd like to answer some. The song Memory comes from which musical? The song Memory comes from which musical?
Which author wrote The Hunger Games? Which author wrote The Hunger Games?
Route 66 runs from Illinois to which state? Route 66 runs from Illinois to which state?
In what year was the Berlin Wall demolished? In what year was the Berlin Wall demolished?
How is the letter S represented in Morse code? How is the letter S represented in Morse code?
How many degrees are there in a right angle? How many degrees are there in a right angle?
Which country earned its independence as a result of the Spanish-American War? Which country earned its independence as a result of the Spanish-American War? There you go. That's what we have left. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. Right now, if you'd head with me down this hallway right here and make a right, have a seat in the little chairs I have provided for you. And I have written on the chalkboard this week's weird word of the week. That's right. It's time to do a little bit of education. And this week's weird word is... I'll tell you what it is coming up straight ahead after we grab this call. Hi, we're on the air.
Doesn't the S in SOS mean save?
You know, it might mean save, but I've got dot, dot, dot written down is what I've
okay.
got. But you might be right about that. That could be another meaning. I didn't even think of that.
I thought it was save our ship.
You know what? I think you're right. I have dot, dot, dot written down, but I think you're right on Save Our Ship, Judy C. We'll give that right to you. Thank you very much.
All right,
okay,
bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Save Our Ships. Huh. I'll tell you what. Sometimes even the trivia books don't get all the information down, for sure. Okay, this week's weird word of the week is... Stevedore, Stevedore, S-T-E-V-E-D-O-R-E, Stevedore. It's a noun. Here's the definition. A firm or individual engaged in the loading or unloading of a vessel. A firm or individual engaged in the loading or unloading of a vessel. Stevedore was first recorded in English in the 1780s. So, an old word, stevedore, that's our weird word of the week for this week. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, is it 1989?
1989 is correct. You have got that right. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. And it looks like here that the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 11:30 for Marion County. Again, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 11:30 for Marion County. So just be careful out there and be aware of the weather, because the color weather radar indicates that we're going to be getting some rain and some weather moving into the area between 11:15, well, right about 11:15 or so. So be careful out there. Hi, we're on the air.
California.
California is where Route 66 is. You've got that right.
Yay!
Thank you very much. All right. Okay, we have just seconds until our drawing, and we are going to shuffle everybody up and find out who our big winner is going to be today. And we've had a good time this morning taking your phone calls. Had a lot of phone calls this morning, and that's always a whole lot of fun for sure, taking phone calls here at WWGH, because... without your phone calls, the show just wouldn't go. All right, here we go. It is now officially, here we go, 3 seconds away from 10:55. And we will have Amber shuffle these around here. Get those shuffled right there. And Amber will announce our winner of our $10. Our $10 Little Caesars gift card is what you win today. Amber, who's the big winner today?
Lillian.
Lillian, congratulations. You're our big winner of the Little Caesars gift card. We will, and I believe we will send that to Judy Smith to get that to you, if I remember right. And I will double check everything here to make sure that we have everything... that we should, because we have several Judys that call. And let's see here. You know what? I do not have Judy Smith. I do not have your address. So if you'd like to give us a call as soon as the program goes off, I think Lillian's with Judy Smith. I may be wrong. Lillian, just give me a call here at 11 o'clock when I go off the air and give me your address, and I'll send this in the mail right to your door, because we'll be taking off here right about 11 o'clock to head to Dayton to the Air Force Museum, okay? So just Lillian, give me a call as soon as I go off the air, 11 o'clock, right back here at the radio station. We'll get your address, and congratulations, Lillian. Amber, let's thank everybody for calling in. You want to go through and thank the folks that we heard from today?
Thanks to Brenda, Judy Smith, Adam, Janet, David, Noah, Judy C., and Lee.
All right. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, my last name is Smith.
Okay, your last name is Smith. Now,
yes.
When we go off the air, do you want to give your address on the air? Or do you want to give me a call when we go off the air so everybody won't hear your address? Okay. All right. We'll catch you off the air. That way everybody in the whole wide world won't know where you live. That's be good for safety's sake. All right, we got just enough time for our recipe. If you go to facebook.com/RadioNate or search Radio Nate in the Facebook, you can find this recipe there, complete with a picture. Amber, what's the recipe we got today?
Cheesy chicken and salsa skillet. 2 cups multigrain pasta uncooked. 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken breasts cut into bite-sized pieces. 1 1/4 cups thick and chunky salsa, 1 cup frozen corn, 1 large green pepper cut into strips, 1 cup Mexican shredded 4 cheese. Cook pasta as directed on package, omitting salt. Meanwhile, cook and stir chicken in large non-stick skillet. Spray with cooking spray on medium heat for 2 minutes. Stir in salsa, corn, and peppers. Bring to boil. Simmer on medium-low heat 10 minutes or until chicken is done, stirring occasionally. Drain pasta, add to chicken mixture. Mix lightly, top with cheese, remove from heat, cover, let stand 1 minute or until cheese is melted.
Hey, that sounds delicious. Again, you can find this recipe, go to facebook.com/RadioNate. You'll see that recipe right there. And while you're there, click like or follow. By the way, Amber and I have a Facebook page called Amber and Nate Adventures, and we always post where we go. We'll be posting from the Air Force Museum in Dayton today, and so if you'd like to follow where we go, it's facebook.com/AmberAndNateAdventures, or you can access the link by going to radionate.us. Remember, when you can't find us anywhere else, you can find us radionate.us. That's radionate.us. Always find us there, 24/7. Nope. So there you go. RadioNate.us. Commit that to memory. That's our home on the web. Well, it's time for us to get on out of here. And it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Thank you so much to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We do appreciate that very much. Thanks to everybody that called this morning. Amber, hey, thanks for being here.
No problem.
All right. Until next week. From 10:15 until 11 o'clock, Nate Redmond. Talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.